Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. From the dozens of series on our podcast, to the Qalam app, all the classes that Qalam does online, all the lectures, live events, and different programs that Qalam conducts for the benefit of the community, completely free of charge. Please go to supportqalam.com and support our efforts so that we can continue doing this work, we can increase our efforts, and you can secure your sadaqah jariyah and have a share in all the reward and good that is going on. Once again, please go to supportqalam.com, donate and contribute generously. The following session is from the Qalam Qiyam in Ramadan 2020, where all of our instructors came together to deliver a night of inspirational talks and lectures on the 27th night of Ramadan. I hope and pray that you find the following lecture beneficial. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Inshallah, in the next phase of the program, the first part of the program, the first two speakers spoke about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in the next part, we have two speakers coming up. We have Ustada Atifa Sharif and Sheikh Mikhail. Ustada Atifa will start, and just a quick introduction of Ustada Atifa. She was part of the first class of students at the Qalam Seminary ever, when the program had just begun in its pioneer class. And she came back to further her studies when Qalam started to offer more years of study. And she was also part of the inaugural graduating class of the entire five-year Alamiya program. While she was a student at the Qalam Seminary, she also completed her studies in psychology with a clinical focus. She always tells me what it is, and I don't really remember the details, but she's very qualified, mashallah, and she's also an instructor at the Qalam Seminary. She also serves many roles, and she's part of the mission of Qalam in developing people who can further the cause and further the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ and connect people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She'll be speaking on repentance and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa sahabi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So far, subhanAllah, we've heard amazing talks and reminders and du'as, and as well as Quran recitation that I hope filled up your heart as well as they definitely filled up mine and warmed up my heart and really reminded me of the blessings of Ramadan and really trying to take advantage of these last moments that we have. One of the most beautiful hadith that I've also heard that I wanted to share with you guys today on the topic that I'm covering, the topic of repentance and forgiveness, is a hadith narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he was one of actually the servants of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He lived and stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His mom actually, you know, wanted him to really gain the tarbiyah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was young. And so he just kind of stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So again, this is a person, there's a hadith narrated by a person who's very close to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that hadith is where narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Kullu bani Adam khata, wa khairul khata'in at-tawabun." And there's a hadith narrated in the books of Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah that translates to every single son of Adam, meaning every single human being, is a person who makes mistakes. Khata. Somebody who is not just a person who, you know, makes mistakes once or here and there. Khata. That verb form, if I can get a little bit, you know, grammatical and nerdy, it has the meaning of somebody who makes mistakes often. Meaning every single human being makes mistakes often. There's a recognition that human beings are created to be flawed creatures. We're not created to be perfect people. That's actually antithetical to what it means to be human. We're not angels. We are human beings, means that we make mistakes. Okay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, and the Prophet ﷺ is reminding us of how we as human beings are created. And then he says, وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. The best of those who make mistakes, meaning the best of humanity, right? Because we were just described as all people who make mistakes. The best of humanity, the best of those who make mistakes, the best of those who sin are those who turn back to Allah, those who repent. التَّوَّابُونَ. This hadith is so beautiful in so many different ways because there's such a recognition of the reality of the human being, that human beings are beings created by Allah and we are to make mistakes. That is what we do. the only one who is perfect is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And so there's a recognition that we are people who make mistakes. Now, it's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't say, now the best of those who are human are those who make the fewest mistakes possible, or those who try their hardest not to make mistakes. And though we can recognize that, but no, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reminding us in this hadith is that when we make mistakes, that we turn back to Allah. There is a recognition of the reality that we will make mistakes. Now, when we actually go ahead and do make those mistakes, are we going to turn back? It's also not saying that the best of people are those who, okay, recognizing that you do make mistakes, now taking that into consideration, the best of those who make mistakes are those who pray the most, or those who fast the most, or those who, make dua the most. No, it's saying the best of those who make mistakes are those who turn back to Allah. Meaning that there's a recognition of you making that mistake and then trying to rectify that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? In order for us to turn back from our mistakes, we had to make them in the first place. So there's a lot of beauty in that, and that we have to do our part. Our part is, of course, to try to do what we can to make sure that we're learning and we're acting according in the best way, and trying not to make as many mistakes as possible, and trying not to sin as much as we can. But the idea is that when we sin, that repentance is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. We are being reminded that the best of people are those who turn back to Allah. Allah loves repentance. Allah loves tawbah. So another hadith, a beautiful hadith that I wanted to focus on, is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves when human beings, when His creation turns back to Him after they have turned away, after they have diverted from the path. That word tawbah has the meaning of turning back, like a U-turn. And so this hadith is so beautiful. It talks about the love that Allah has for those who turn back. Again, this is another hadith narrated by the same companion, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, where it's narrated that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Lillahi ashaddu farhan bi tawbati abdihi hina yatubu ilayhi." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most happiness when His slave turns back to Him after he has made a mistake. And the comparison is, he has more love or more happiness in that moment than a person. Okay, so a picture is painted. Imagine a person. They're in a desert, there's no water, there's no nutrition, there's no provisions there. It's just an empty desert. And they had one camel, and that camel had everything on it. It had all their water, it had all their food, it had all their supplies, it had all of their luggage. That camel had everything on it, and that camel went lost. Okay, it just went away, and they lost the camel. So this person lost literally everything that they have. And so that person now is sitting under the is sitting under the shade of the tree. And finally, when they reach their sitting and completely hopeless that they lost their camel, they lost everything. Finally, they see the camel right in front of them. And out of happiness, out of sheer joy and happiness of that occasion, they accidentally mix up some words and say, min shiddatil farahi, out of the extreme happiness that they're in, they accidentally say, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. They accidentally mix up their words and say, oh Lord, you are my servant and I am thy Lord. They blunder their words, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recognizing and saying that they were supposed to, of course, say, oh Allah, you are my Lord and I am your servant, and say that out of happiness. But Allah is recognizing that akhta'a min shiddatil farhi, that they made that mistake out of that sheer happiness. Imagine the happiness of that person. Imagine yourself in that situation when you lost something that's really important to you, that's like important to your livelihood, your life, and finally it's right in front of that like blinding happiness. And maybe you may accidentally do something or say something because of that happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happier than that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happier than you at that moment when you turn back to Him. He loves your repentance. He absolutely loves your repentance. He loves it when you turn back to Him. And that word that's used in both the first hadith and the second one, that word taba yatubu, means turn back. Specifically, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a number of different words that are mentioned in the Quran for turning back to Allah. And each one has their different shades of meaning. Tawab has the meaning of turning back to Allah out of fear of punishment. Munib, which is another word mentioned in the Quran, has the meaning of turning back to Allah out of haya and modesty, shyness towards Allah. And the third word is awab, means turning back to Allah out of recognition of His majesty. So while there are a number of words that have that meaning of turning back, the idea is still to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and I want to mention some of the things that we can do, practical things that we can do to turn back. What does it mean to actually repent? What does it mean to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One, there's an external aspect to it, that we need to do what we're as much as possible to stop the sin that we're doing, right? Stop that bad action, stop that mistake from occurring in the present moment. The second thing that we need to be doing is more internal aspect, which is that we need to be regretful of what we did. We can't just, you know, have no cares or not feel bad for what we've done. No, regret is definitely a part of tawbah. And lastly, the third point combines both the inner and the outer, is that you need to be resolute and resolve and be determined to never commit that sin again. So that resolve within yourself to never outwardly commit that sin again. There is a fourth aspect in the case that somebody committed some sort of wrong action towards another person, then that fourth step would be to rectify that situation with the other person, to mend that relationship, whatever it may be, or, you know, if something was stolen or something was taken, that to rectify that. So, and generally speaking, those are the three steps. So now that we know what tawbah is, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it and how we can go about it, I want to leave us with one dua that we should make. And I want us to make this, if there's anything that you leave with tonight, I want us to make sure that we're constantly making this dua. And it's not my advice. This dua that I'm going to mention here, it's not my advice. It's actually the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his beloved wife, Aisha radiallahu anha. She literally asked the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, ara'aita in wafaqtu laylat al-qadri ma ad'u." She said, "What do you think I should say? What dua should I make? If there was one dua I was going to make and I realized that it was Laylatul Qadr, what would that dua be?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded. He said, "Taqulina, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni." If there is any dua that you should make, you should say this dua, "Allahumma innaka afuun." Oh Allah, you are forgiving, you are absolutely forgiving, and tuhibbul afa, you love to forgive. This is something that you love to do, right? This is something that you want to do. When we know this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves forgiveness, so forgive me. Fa'fu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. So forgive me. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of his sheer love for us. And we talked about the mercy that he has for us, the love that he has for us, and also the fact that he loves to forgive. And the fact that he created us as human beings who make mistakes, recognizing that we should be turning back. Our job is to try to turn back to him when we make mistakes. So recognizing that and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, "I am turning back to Allah. Please accept this turning back. Please forgive me. Please accept my repentance." So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all, and not only in this night, but in, you know, forgive us through our entire, for everything that we have done, any mistakes that we have committed throughout our entire lives, and ask, allow us this blessed night of Ramadan to be the night where all of our sins are forgiven. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Jazakallah khair, Ustaz Atifa.